Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And one of the things that they said about Richard Nixon and when he came back to claim the presidency after having lost the presidency, having lost an embarrassing race for governor of California after that. Well, Richard Nixon came right back in 1968 and what people called at the time, maybe somewhat disrespectfully, the greatest comeback story since the resurrection. Well, it turned out Richard Nixon was no messiah, and I think there are a lot of people who would also have the idea that Hillary Clinton was not somebody with necessarily messianic gifts, but there's a piece, powerful piece, that appeared in the Wall Street Journal on Wednesday, co-written by Doug Schoen, who is a veteran and universally respected political commentator, analyst, a pollster. He was an advisor to President Clinton. He was an advisor to Mayor Mike Bloomberg when he was a Republican mayor of New York. He is a Democrat who is committed to restoring bipartisanship. And he wanted us to know that. He writes in the Wall Street Journal, earlier this week, that Hillary Clinton's 2024 comeback, well, it's not 2024 yet, she hasn't come back yet, but he says that Mrs. Clinton can spend the time between now and the midterms doing what the Clinton administration did after the Democrats' blowout defeat in the 1994 midterms, crafting a moderate agenda on both domestic and foreign policy. This agenda could show that Mrs. Clinton is the only credible alternative to Mr. Biden, Ms. Harris, and the entire Democratic Party establishment. Doug, do we have Doug on the line? Okay, he's going to be joining us in a moment. There's so many questions about this and about the politics of 2024. And again, Doug Schoen is one of those people that is worth talking to about this. He claims he's spoken to both Clintons, had contact with both of them, and suggests that this is not a ridiculous fantasy, is it? There are other fantasies going on now. People have recently started talking about Tulsi Gabbard, who ran for the Democratic Party presidential nomination. She could do that again. She certainly is younger, and even though she has lost a race, I mean, that race actually advanced her stock in giving her a much broader national platform than she received as just a member of the House of Representatives from Hawaii. And then there's Kyrsten Sinema, where there is just a bundle of commentary on social media this week about what a strong presidential candidate she would be. And being a potential Democratic candidate who could win some moderate and some conservative support, I suppose. By the way, the other aspect of Tulsi Gabbard that is very complicated, and we didn't talk about this before, is that on a lot of foreign policy issues, she is more closely aligned with some Trump supporters in terms of suggesting that America must above all stay out of foreign wars. What would she be saying about a situation like we're facing right now with the Soviet Union? So it's not the Soviet Union anymore, it's Russia. It's the Russian Federation. But she was someone who had become very critical of continued war in Afghanistan and in Iraq or Syria or anywhere else. And she said, took that position as a veteran. This is something that a lot of MAGA supporters also believe in very firmly, along with many Democrats. Could that create a whole scrambling of electoral coalitions? And what about the question being that Doug Schoen and others recognize that there is a great deal of problem for President Biden right now, especially after the week that he just experienced. For instance, let's play that one comment by Caitlin Collins speaking to the White House press secretary Jen Psaki and Caitlin Collins of CNN, and about whether the Biden administration is beginning to accept reality. We will know some of that a little bit better when he delivers his State of the Union address on March 1st. But here's the question and the answer by Caitlin Collins, questioner to the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Clip 12.
Has the president accepted that he cannot sway them when it comes to changing the filibuster and creating an exception?
I think we're going to keep fighting till the votes are had.
But they have said today that they are not changing their positions, despite an appeal directly from the president.
And the president spoke to this after. Look, his job is to take on tough challenges, to speak out for what's right. And he thinks making changes to the rules in order to get voting rights passed and protect people's fundamental rights is right. We'll leave it to leadership. We'll leave Schumer on what the next steps are and what the process is from here. But we are going to keep having meetings, keep having calls, and that will be what the president's focus will be.
This is kind of reassuring, right? We'll keep having meetings and keep taking calls. I don't know what else you can actually say if you're in her position. But the president needs to restart. He clearly does. And we are coming up now to the first anniversary. We just had the first anniversary of January 6th. It's January 20th. Coming up is, and coming up next week, January 20th is next Thursday, I believe. And, it would be next Thursday. So that is the 1 year anniversary of President Biden being in office. And he is incredibly in need of a restart. And what that restart would have to look like, it would have to look like actually focusing on stuff that is doable, not this idea that we're going to fix something all at once. In a sense, he may be lucky that it's become so clear so soon, before the very end of his first year, that there are simply some Biden goals, like some of those bolder goals, more expensive goals in the budget-busting Biden Build Back Better bill. Those goals are not going to be achieved. It's just not going to happen. And partially because there was this question that was asked to Jen Psaki, and this was from The Guardian, very left leaning newspaper based in Britain, but he put this question, David Smith from The Guardian, to Jen Psaki. This is
on the president's first anniversary in office. What does he regard as his single most important achievement, and does he acknowledge that any mistakes have been made, and if so, what's the biggest mistake?
Well, I would say first that the president is very proud of the progress we've made in getting 200 million Americans vaccinated, very proud of the work we have done to cut the childhood poverty by 40%, to help Americans who needed a little extra help get by through a challenging economic time, the work we did to get a bipartisan infrastructure bill passed, and to rebuild our place in the world.
Okay. Does that sound good? The idea of child poverty being reduced by 40%, it would be good, but I think it's very, very arguable. We will be speaking about political alternative scenarios on both parties coming up.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We've been talking for a while about Doug Schoen and his very notable piece in the Wall Street Journal a couple of days ago. The headline there is Hillary Clinton's 2024 comeback. Doug, I know this has gotten a lot of attention for you, and in fact it started a whole parlor game about different women, not named Clinton, who people also want to see running for the presidency to replace Joe Biden or Kamala Harris on the ticket. A number of people have mentioned Tulsi Gabbard, who's run for president before and made a very strong statement condemning President Biden's disastrous speech in Georgia. And they've also mentioned Kyrsten Sinema. First off, before we get to Hillary, what do you think of those potential candidates for the presidency?
Well, I think Tulsi Gabbard is an interesting person, but I do not think she is ready either for national leadership or represents the broad mass of where the American people stand or where the Democratic Party stands, as interesting and compelling as some of her views may be. And for Kyrsten Sinema, I think she is more in the mainstream, but I don't think she has had the necessary and requisite degree of experience or perspective to be a national leader, though she certainly, as a member of the very slim Democratic majority now, has an outsized role in our politics.
Then we could say, what about the argument against Hillary's candidacy? She's a two-time loser. She lost a race for the presidency against Barack Obama in 2008. And then, of course, she lost the race that she shouldn't have lost against Trump. I mean, when I say she shouldn't have lost, I mean, she was so heavily favored. She had money on her side. What does she, or what do advocates for Secretary Clinton making another run for the president say about that idea of having lost two other elections in which she had been heavily favored?
Well, Michael, you are a student of history. I know that. And you no doubt remember the 1960 election when Richard Nixon lost, the 1962 election for governor of California when Richard Nixon lost to Pat Brown. The idea that Richard Nixon would come back in 68 was considered fanciful or worse, and come back he did, if you remember the new Nixon from the 68 campaign, as I do. I think Secretary Clinton understands that, notwithstanding the challenges she faced in 2016 and 2008, that she would need to reposition herself in the Democratic Party. And given that we have so few on the Democratic Party strong candidates, my point would be, who else is there, and who else with Hillary would bring the benefits and strategic insights and political genius of former President Bill Clinton? So I don't deny it's an uphill battle, but compared to what?
Okay, compared to this, and this is something you didn't really address in your column, because I know it's a very, very sensitive subject. First question, what if Joe Biden, who clearly is struggling, this is a dark moment in his presidency, I think you'll agree.
Of course.
What if Joe Biden insists on running again himself? Do you think that Secretary Clinton would even consider challenging an incumbent president in her own party?
Well, considering that she in 2008 was considered the front runner, President Obama challenged her, and 2016 she was the consensus choice, and Bernie Sanders challenged her. I think we live in a time when all bets are off, and if your characterization of Joe Biden is correct, and I believe that it is, I think Secretary Clinton, under the hypothetical you're describing, would feel honor-bound to offer a different style of leadership under circumstances that would require an alternative, as Ted Kennedy felt in 1980. He came close, didn't win, but certainly saw the urgency of the situation. The scenario you paint would be a more urgent one and a more compelling one.
Okay, and then there's this scenario, that Joe Biden looks at the realities, looks at the difficulties he would have winning a second term, hears the pleadings of his party to step aside, and he steps aside, and the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, who has the advantage of being a bit younger than Secretary Clinton and having only lost one race for the presidency, seriously, would Hillary be stopped, but the vice president made a claim on the nomination that would logically go to her?
You know, I have worked not as closely with Secretary Clinton as I did with Bill Clinton, but I do know the Secretary of State, and I know the way she approaches politics. I can't presume to speak for her, nor would I. But I do not believe that a weakened Kamala Harris, who's even less popular now than Joe Biden is, who has been so, I use the word inept, I think it's a fair characterization of her as vice president. I don't think that would preclude Secretary Clinton from running, should circumstances present the opportunities I'm hypothesizing that they could and would.
Okay, you're an expert on this. You've worked so deeply in politics on both parties. Do you believe that Trump is going to be the fairly automatic or deeply front-running, clearly front-running candidate for the Republican nomination in 2024?
Yes, I do. I see that absolutely.
And
unless he is in a position that he is indisposed to be able to run, he will be the nominee, I believe, of the Republican Party.
What does indisposed mean? You mean standing trial or something like that?
Something akin to facing a criminal indictment or standing trial or in a position where that would preclude a candidacy. Now, do I think that is likely? No. Is it possible? Michael, you are, if I remember correctly, a graduate of the Yale Law School?
Not a graduate, but a student at Yale Law School. And
I'm a graduate of the Harvard Law School. I've looked at what the allegations are against the president and the people making them, and I would say it is not 100% certain by any means that he will be exonerated by those investigations.
Right, but is there a Republican figure who you think could challenge Trump for the nomination?
You tell me. Is there one? I don't see it.
Look, I think there are all kinds of interesting possibilities. Because, again, if you have a Trump, you're talking Trump, Biden, and Hillary, those are three politicians with a great deal of hatred from significant portions of the electorate. Doug Schoen, have a wonderful weekend. Appreciate the stimulation, the wisdom, and your engaging in the conversation. When we come back, are voting rights really going to be a big issue in the upcoming elections? We'll get to that and more on the MedVet Show.
What I'm hearing is not only offensive and shameful, it's dangerous.
The Michael MedVet Show. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans can start ordering free COVID-19 home test kits on Wednesday, January 19th. There will be a limit of 4 test kits per household. The test kits are expected to be shipped within 7 to 12 days of ordering. This, as President Biden did say, those test kits would be going out in early January. It looks like now it will be early February. The black nationalist accused of a domestic terrorist attack in Waukesha, Wisconsin, will go to trial. Daryl Brooks Jr. appearing in court Friday, where a judge found probable cause to send him to trial. Brooks is accused of driving his SUV through a parade just before Thanksgiving. Brooks facing over 75 charges, including 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is a quite a bit of discussion about the upcoming vote for the House of Representatives. The Democrats continue to hemorrhage incumbents, and the point about the House of Representatives and this incumbent count of Democrats sort of dropping like flies and deciding more and more of them not to run for re-election is that the way our system has sort of settled into a pattern in the United States is that every year some 90% of the candidates for the House who seek re-election win re-election, which means that Democratic or Republican push to take over Congress depends on those handful of seats, and it's usually less than 10%. There are 435 members of Congress. It's less than 10% of seats that are open, where someone has retired or someone has left it. And that's where every battle is fought out. It's on those open seats. It's one of the reasons that the Republicans are given such a strong advantage this time, is there will be far more, at least twice as many open seats with Democrats having left the House than the open seats that Republicans are going to be competing for. So, in other words, you have a much better chance because you have more targets who are Democrats, because a targeted seat without an incumbent, with somebody that you don't know. By the way, it's one of the facts in American life. I don't think most people in American life, including people who are regular voters, could off the top of their heads name their congressman. Now, you probably can in a state like Wyoming, where there's only one congressman, because they only have one seat, and their name is Liz Cheney. But the idea that here in the state of Washington, where we have 10 different representatives in the House of Representatives, three of whom are Republican, one of whom is a Democrat who may have an endangered seat, Kim Schreier, with a very strong candidate against her, Regan Dunn, who's a very whose mother used to hold that seat, Jennifer Dunn, may she rest in peace. In any event, Kevin McCarthy, the prospective speaker, if the Republicans do take the House as widely expected, talks a little bit today about Biden's bad approval rating and this factor of Democrats dropping out of competition and surrendering, in some cases, what had been considered safe seats for the incumbents. Listen.
Need any other indication President Biden is unpopular? As I come week after week, it is now 26 Democrats have announced they will be retired. That's more than any cycle since 1996. And as I've said from the very beginning, that number will get higher. They cannot run on a record of failure. They definitely can't run on a record of accomplishment. I know that record will be higher than 30 retirements as it goes. Who can blame these Democrats? The only thing they have to show their constituents for the past year is how they succeeded in making life harder for the average American.
That is a tough challenge. And meanwhile, what is Joe Biden going to say about voting rights in his State of the Union address? Because when that State of the Union address occurs on March 1st, basically this entire statement that he made is, this is the moment where you take the side of Dr. King or George Wallace or Bull Connor or John Lewis, and you've got to take sides, it's time for choosing, this is it, this is the big decision. Okay, the American people and their representatives in Congress are going to have made a decision on that issue. So does he even mention it? Does he say that, never mind, we're on to something else? And what is that something else that can change for him? The criticism of Biden's speech, his polarizing speech, has been so universal that even Don Lemon on CNN couldn't really make a defense for it. He tried, but it ended up sounding like this. This is clip 8.
Biden didn't demonize Americans who disagree with him, right? What he did was lay out a rhetorical choice. What he said was, not that you are Bull Connor or that you are George Wallace. There's a difference. He said, you're on the side. And there's a big difference there. There's a rhetorical choice. Do you side with those who fought for our most sacred right as Americans, the right to vote? Or, not that you are those people, do you side with those who fought against it? As I have said before, if you were a supporter of the former president, Trump, then you voted for the president who what? The bigots supported, the Klan supported, right? The Proud Boys supported, the alt-right supported. Didn't mean that you were a member of that, but that's who supported the former president.
Okay, that same argument was stupid when it was used against Obama. Obama was endorsed by the U.S. Communist Party. Okay? I don't think it means that he's on the same side as the communists. Because, again, to try to, if the best thing you have to do is not just to say that, you're on the side with a bunch of bad guys, but even to be unable to prove that is there, because what he is saying here is that they're on the side of opposition to voting rights. And I think you can look through the record of, take someone like Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney has a very real, very good record on civil rights. There are a lot of Republicans who do. Who were never on the side of suppressing votes. And as a matter of fact, this entire charge that Trump was on the side of depressing suppressing votes. Trump actually increased his percentage of support with black people between, particularly with black men, between the time he ran his first race and the time he ran his second race. And it seems to me what it does is it trivializes the monstrous evil of the neo-secessionist, a clearly racist Democratic Party, and it was a Democratic Party, of the 1950s and early 60s, by comparing that to questions about how far away you're going to be allowed to bring a few refreshments to people who are waiting in line to vote. This is something from there's a terrific piece by Jonah Goldberg, who everybody knows is not a big Trumper. He's not somebody who's been supportive of President Trump at all. But boy, has he had it with Joe Biden. And one of the things he points out is a summary by the Brennan Center. And the Brennan Center is very, very much pro-voting, trying to encourage people to vote, as many people should vote as possible. In all but 7 states, regular legislative sessions are now over. Between January 1st and September 27th, at least 19 states enacted 33 laws that make it harder for Americans to vote. At the same time, lawmakers in many states responded to Americans' eagerness to vote by making it easier for eligible voters to cast their ballots. Between January 1st and September 27th, at least 25 states, including Republican states, enacted 62 laws with provisions to expand voting access. All of these changes were there basically to make up for the emergency changes that had been made because of COVID. But nobody is understanding or remembering that. We'll be right back.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And the good news is that with this weekend holiday, looming up before us, we actually have some sunshine looming up before us. It's glorious to see it, and apparently we're not going to be having heavy rain through the weekend, which is some great news to take home on a Friday. Meanwhile, is there any great news from the world of movies? Well, actually, some pretty good news. The latest from Hollywood, please. Okay, first up, a little surprise, because this is a movie I had heard almost nothing about. It has gotten not a lot of promotion, despite the fact that Pierce Brosnan has his voice featured in it. And it's one of those things that is a weird project. I mean, a really, really weird project, but it's weird and wonderful. The film that we're talking about is going to be streaming on Netflix, and it's called Riverdance, The Animated Adventure. And for those of you who had any contact at all with the Riverdance craze, which started in the 1990s, these were people who did very elaborate live performances literally all over the world, hundreds of them. And they were doing Irish step dancing, which is a traditional Irish form of dance where you move your feet a lot, but the rest of your body remains relatively stationary, with some wonderful Irish folk music and references to Irish tradition. And they've tried to sort of add to the river dance basis, not just really incredible and very watchable versions of various creatures doing the river dance moves, but a plot involving some references to Irish mythology, and it all centers on a young boy named Keegan who lives with his grandparents. His grandfather is a lighthouse keeper in a small Irish village by the sea, and they actually have to support some mythological prehistoric deer with some pretty fancy antlers on top, who are necessary for keeping the rivers flowing and life progressing. Listen.
those deer. Their dance keeps the rivers flowing.
This is the one you must stop.
I wouldn't tell anyone you saw me.
You know why I dance? It means life is still going. Oh. No more life.
No more dance.
Where are we? Someplace magical.
Get ready to be razzle-dazzled.
I was razzle-dazzled by the animation, which is just gorgeous. Animation of water, of various animals. But most of all, I'm not a huge fan of watching people dance, particularly. But some of the way, certainly not a fan of watching myself dance. That's something, Norman Mailer wrote a novel at one point called Tough Guys Don't Dance. That's something I don't do. But in any event, in Riverdance, in the movie, the music is so wonderful, and this film is produced by some of the same people who did the original Riverdance live performances. Pierce Brosnan has a dual role as the grandfather and as Patrick, who is the head of these mythological deer. There are also groups of frogs and sheep and wonderful young people who come across as real people through the animation. And yes, some of the special effects are terrific. There's a plot involving a bad guy who's voiced by Brendan Gleeson, who is a very famous Irish actor in his own right. And the thing is just refreshing and fun. It is rated TVG. There are a few scary moments, combating sometimes rapids and rivers and more. But hard to imagine somebody watching it without a smile. 3 stars for River Dance, the animated adventure. Now, another film that's out now, and it is actually streaming on Netflix as well, is a film called Tick, Tick, Boom, which got out in time to qualify for some serious Oscar attention for Andrew Garfield. And it also has a very, very big name debuting film director, Lin-Manuel Miranda. He didn't write any music for this one, but he did direct it. And he directed it because it's a biofilm about a Broadway composer named Jonathan Larson. He's best known for writing the Tony Award-winning and Pulitzer Prize-winning musical Rent. And Jonathan Larson passed away suddenly at age 35. And so you need to have that knowledge to understand the poignancy of this film, which is takes Jonathan Larson, played by Andrew Garfield, right before his 30th birthday. And the tick, tick, boom, he's relating to his sense of life, where the time is ticking away, tick, tick, and he says, and it's going to explode, and I'm going to be gone, boom. So with that in mind, he is struggling to get his first show on Broadway. Listen.
I have an original rock musical that I have spent the last 8 years of my life writing.
I don't know what the show is.
Try writing about what you know.
It would be a tragedy to give up what you have.
You need to ask, are you letting yourself be led by fear or by love?
100% fear.
Again, the film moves along. It has some great production numbers. And Tick, Tick, Boom was actually the name of another show that Jonathan Larson did before he achieved major success. And this uses some of the musical numbers from Tick, Tick, Boom, including one spectacular one involving a restaurant where Jonathan Larson worked for years. Look, for people who love Broadway, it's easy to like this this particular film. And in fact, the relationships are believable. They are not perfect and romantic. They sometimes are complicated. And the performances are all solid. At the end, you feel some of that sting of sadness, especially when they show some photographs, as they do today very often during credits, of the real-life inspiration for this film. 3 stars for Tick, Tick, Boom. It's rated PG-13 for some moderately graphic but very quickly passing sexual material and some tough language. Finally, the Hotel Transylvania series has been a huge success. This is the fourth Hotel Transylvania film. It's sort of a comical view of what would happen if Dracula and his colleagues, Frankenstein and other monsters, took over a resort hotel. And it's kind of funny, the previous films, voiced by Adam Sandler as Count Dracula. Well, Adam Sandler decided to pass on this sequel. And it still involves Dracula, who has been changed from a monster into a human, while his son-in-law, voiced by Andy Samberg, Johnny, has been changed from a human into a monster, and they're both trying to change back. Listen.
Your dad never really thought of me as part of the family.
All because I'm not a monster.
So, you want to become a monster, huh?
Van Helsing?
The monsterification ray turns humans into monsters and monsters into humans.
But is this safe, though?
Great question.
Okay, that's Jim Gaffigan playing Van Helsing. Look, there are moments of amusement, and some of the characters who are back from the previous Hotel Transylvania films are very welcome, but the animation is flat, colorful, not particularly convincing, and the comedy really doesn't work without Adam Sandler. It's going to be confusing for little kids to try to follow the plot and the strains in the Dracula family between the Count and his son-in-law, the Johnny, who has turned into some kind of dragon. Not the kind of thing that is going to rivet the attention of anyone. It is rated PG, which is probably the right rating. 2 stars for the not entirely terrible, but not very good, Hotel Transylvania, Transformania. Now to Transformania us to what we are covering on Monday. We will be here talking with you live on the Martin Luther King holiday. And we need to cover this question of charges of racism in our politics. Are any of them justified, and against which side? The Republicans also now want to try to scrap presidential debates. Really? And replace them with what? And a Gallup poll shows that most professions in America have gone down sharply in terms of ethics and public estimation. But there's one that has held a top position consistently. We'll tell you which one and more next time in this greatest nation on God's Green Earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.